are preparing to endure is inhuman.
You're talking to the owners.
They call me Hot Rod. Everybody knows it. I don't have to say what I am, because I've done it. That's the difference between you and me. You talk about it, I do it.
You will know if your ass is mine, and that's the bottom line, because don't get down.
Oh, yeah! What an introduction from Stanley Mack! He is the Sun in the East Side Dave and Sun Wrestling Show. I am the East Side Dave, and together we are the number one father-son wrestling podcast in the world! Come on! Now listen, this is our first show of 2021, Macko, Stanley Mack!
We're all excited! Happy New Year!
Happy New Year is right. Royal Rumble. Happy Road to WrestleMania. Let's go.
Happy Super Bowl.
Happy Tom Brady. Happy Tom. Whoa. Happy Super Bowl, but you're not expecting me to say happy Tom Brady, are you? Tom Brady and I have been mortal enemies since 2008. No, Mr. Brady. No, I say, no Super Bowl for you, Mr. Brady. Patrick Mahomes shall win the Super Bowl 30-27. That's an Eastside Dave and Son Wrestling Show Super Bowl prediction. Well, go ahead, give your prediction then.
You know what?
Since you opened up this can of worms. I'm not even sure if that's how the phrase goes, but go ahead.
The Buccaneers win 40-21.
40-21. Stanley Mack has the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defeating the Kansas City Chiefs. Wait, what? You know that Tom Brady is a major rival of mine. An enemy, if you will. You just went with Tom Brady to basically destroy my man Patrick Mahomes and the Kansas City Chiefs. That's what you're doing.
Man, you know, the more you talk, the more the score's going to go down for the
Unbelievable.
Chiefs, and the more score's going to go up for the Bucks.
I'm supposed to be the heel on the show. You were supposed to be the baby face. Baby faces don't go with Brady, baby. That's a lot of baby. Austin Powers was right. Too many babies in a baby sentence. Baby is too much baby. Listen, I'd like to talk about... But is this the Eastside Dave and Son Super Bowl show, or is this the Eastside Dave and Son wrestling show?
Okay? Wrestling show, but Super Bowl could come soon. This isn't the Eastside Dave and Son football show either.
You got it. No. Listen, Stanley, we could sit here and we could argue all day long about this gosh darn Tom Brady, but we've got other things to do. We've got other fish to fry, my friend, because it is the Royal Rumble 2021 this Sunday. What is it, January 31st?
31st.
Oh my. Stanley, before we get into some of the matches and some of the predictions, if you will, talk to me. Talk to me about the WWE, the state of the WWE. It is our first show of 2021. What are you digging? Anything you're not digging before we go into the Royal Rumble?
My prediction, I think I've said this before, has not changed with Matt Riddle.
You're not a Matt Riddle guy. Yeah, that's one of the people that you're not digging. Okay, fair enough. What is it?
I don't not dig him. He just sucks.
Oh, my! Excuse me there. Well, Stanley, not a fan of Matt Riddle in any way, shape, or form. Who is a Stanley Mack a fan of these days? How old are you, by the way?
I'm 11.
You're 11? Okay, I'm just trying to get the demographic for the WWE. So you're 11 years old, dislike Matt Riddle. Who are we liking?
Who are we liking? We are liking The Fiend.
You like The Fiend still? So do I. Bray Wyatt, well, he got set on fire by Randy Orton, so he has not recovered. It was a pretty serious fire. His entire body was engulfed in flames as he was unconscious in the middle of the ring. Something I've never quite seen before. Saw Kane's arm go on fire once, but I've never seen a man's face, body, arms, and whatnot get lit on fire as he laid there unconscious in the middle of the ring. I'm not sure if this means Bray Wyatt is ever coming back. Not sure how anyone survives those burns. Who else? Anyone else?
How did Randy Orton survive that fire?
Randy Orton got shot, and then after letting Bray Wyatt on fire, the Fiend on fire, Randy Orton gets shot in the face with a fireball from Alexa Bliss. Lots of fire going on in WWE these days. Maybe they need to have like a firefighter gimmick like come out soon. Like a guy like, hey, I'm Frankie Firefighter. I'm here to put out your fire. Who got the fires out? Who put the fires out? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That would be my wrestling character. So Vince McMahon, you know me, Eastside Dave, I'm an idea man. You also know this because, you know, quite frankly, some of my ideas have been stolen. List of Jericho. Hello! Okay, anyway. Listen, Stanley.
Wait, Randy Orton's whole gimmick right now.
Randy Orton is now wearing a mask, and I have heard it because of his burn... because of his burning incident where his face got melted off by Alexa Bliss. If he puts a cowboy hat on, he's the Midnight Rider, I suppose.
Yeah, essentially, you know what happens? I think I know what happened is when he got burned, it made him more evil. So he decided, hey, I should steal people's gimmicks.
You know, apparently Randy Orton next week on Raw is going to come out, and for some reason he's going to start talking like this. I can't wait to get my hands on Bray Wyatt, baby. I can't wait to show Bray Wyatt at the bottom of the canyon. I can't wait to understand how Bray Wyatt, when I show him the top of the mountain, daddy, and the bottom of the crater, Bray Wyatt's gonna erupt into
kinda
rainbow.
Like dad. Kind of like dad.
Excuse me?
Kind of like dad.
What do you mean, kind of like dad? What is that supposed to mean?
You are the Midnight Rider.
I am not the Midnight Rider. We've had this discussion before off the air, and we're gonna have it again off the air. I am not the Midnight Rider. I don't know why you would make such an accusation. Simply not true. Okay, which is
you're not the famous Midnight Rider.
I am not the famous Midnight Rider. No, certainly not.
You just think you're a big fan.
That's right. I happen to be, I'm not a fan. We've actually had a run-in or two. I have with the Midnight Rider. But I do impressions. Just because you can do an impression of someone doesn't mean you're the person. Listen, Stanley. By the way, before we go into this, how was school today?
School was great.
School was great, huh? Why are your fingers crossed right now?
Why am I my fingers crossed?
Okay, shall we go into Royal Rumble 2021?
Royal Rumble 2021, let's get it.
All right, let's get it. Ooh, I like that. Let's get it. Royal Rumble 2021, let's get it. All right, here we go. You know what? Here's how we're going to start it off with. Let's go with the Women's Tag Team Championship. Because so far we only have about five matches thus far. And that's because Royal Rumble is usually a smaller card. These days, especially with the women's Royal Rumble match, you have two Royal Rumble matches, and that's why you're going to have a smaller card.
2 hours, and I don't know.
It's a lot. It's a lot of Royal Rumble.
That's why I probably go birds in the card. make it a quicker match.
It's true, but we'll get to that. Let's start off with the Women's Tag Team Championship, where Asuka and Charlotte Flair, your WWE Women's Tag Team Champions, are taking on Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler, Stanley Mack. Give me your analysis. Give me a prognostication.
You can't go against Asuka and Charlotte Flair.
You can't go against Asuka and Charlotte Flair. What about
Nia and Shayna? They're too small.
Nia and Shayna are too small. Nia Jax is about 8 feet tall, and Shayna Baszler formerly was in the UFC. Too small. So you're going with Asuka and Charlotte?
I'm going with Asuka and
Charlotte. Excellent, because I'm going to tell you, straight up, right off the bat, Jelly Brain is wrong once again. Because, once again, you have no idea what you're talking about. It's funny to me that this highly successful show, like I said before, number one father-son wrestling podcast in the galaxy, but... I don't know how we've made it over 5 years we've been doing this with such, no offense, okay? horrendous analysis on your part. Because there is no way that Asuka and Charlotte are coming away with the victory. You want to know why, Stan?
What?
We're in WrestleMania season, baby. Asuka and Charlotte can't be burdened down with the tag team championship gold. Asuka and Charlotte, you know, Asuka currently is...
There's two more pay-per-views.
I know. I'm just saying. Yeah, Asuka,
there's too time for them to lose it still. Before WrestleMania.
It's a good rebuttal. But I'm still going with Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler. Your new WWE Women's Tag Team Champions!
I do feel like they will lose it to maybe Nia and Shayna before WrestleMania. Because usually WWE likes to have heel champs too.
Okay.
Heading in and then walking out face.
Fair enough. All right, Mac. Our next match is for the WWE Universal Championship. That's right. Your WWE Universal Champion, Roman Reigns, takes on Kevin Owens. It's gotten very heated lately. A lot of anger between Kevin Owens and Roman Reigns. Paul Heyman, Roman Reigns' advocate, starting trouble. And don't forget, Mr. Pierce, Adam Pierce. He's figuring out, he's sort of in the background of this entire development here, this entire rivalry.
It. If you've been watching all our episodes, we've caught it, haven't we?
We have been on the Mr. Pierce, the Adam Pierce bandwagon for a long, long time. And finally, WWE's listening to us. Because I've said it before, and I'll say it again, I think Mr. Pierce should be a Grand Slam champion by 2022. All at the same time. WWE Champion, Universal, Intercontinental, and United States, all at the same time. Now, anyway, who do you like? Roman Reigns or Kevin Owens?
I like Roman Reigns. Roman's winning.
You like Roman? Yeah, I agree with you on this one. Roman Reigns, he's been great as a heel champ, and he's been great as a guy who works with Paul Heyman. And I love Kevin Owens. You know, I'm a Kevin Owens fan, but you gotta keep going with Roman Reigns, don't you? It's just too good.
And, Daddy, just to let you know, I noticed something that's not on the card, but they said Riddle fights Lashley at the Rumble.
That's right. They said Matt Riddle will face Bobby Lashley.
That's not on the card.
All right. So you want to do that one?
Yeah.
All right. So we both have Roman Reigns. Matt Riddle versus Bobby Lashley for the United States Championship, Stanley. Who do you like in that one?
I hate to say it.
Well, this is interesting.
Please, Lashley. I rarely say this, but I hope Lashley wins. But I think Riddle's winning. We're going to have New York champ.
You think Matt Riddle's going to win this?
Yeah.
Now, you're not happy with that. Now, you've also been critical of Bobby. You've been equally critical of both Matt Riddle and Bobby Lashley.
I not only want to go with Lashley, but then it's...
But you dislike Riddle more.
I dislike Riddle more. Yeah. Lashley was my least favorite ever until Riddle. Lashley's happy Riddle came.
Yeah, I know. It's true. You've been all over Bobby Lashley.
This is like the worst feud for me.
Yeah. You know, Riddle, you know, with the move. I mean, he seemed to be good in the ring.
But
the bro thing is so. It's
you know what?
So
I want to end the gimmick completely.
Well, it's just don't force. They have to be telling him to say bro every fourth word, and it's just not something that is funny. I don't get when the WWE does things like this. No one thinks it's funny. So you're hearing it from now a grown man, and you're hearing it from an 11-year-old child. The whole bro, it's Paul. You have no idea what I'm about to talk about, like say right here, Stanley. But it's Pauly Shore, the Weasel. Hey, man! Or it's Jesse Camp, the MTV VJ. Hey, dude! It's, you know, it's all, we've seen this type of person for the last 30 years! It's, you know, Bill and Ted. You know,
funny,
stop it!
Funny? Did anyone like any of them?
They like Bill and Ted, but everyone else, just stop it already.
Bill and Ted was the original.
Bill and Ted not only was the original, they were ECW Tag Team Champions in 1994. Look it up. And don't look it up on Google, though, because that'll prove me wrong. Okay. Now, the next match is going to be Yeah, we'll save the Royal Rumbles for last because we'll just make our pick. So we gotta do this. Drew McIntyre, your WWE champion versus Goldberg. And, this is one that's gotten some heat with the WWE Universe, as they say, because Goldberg...
is not a fan favorite.
He's defeated The Fiend for the Universal Championship. Who else has he...
Brock Lesnar.
Defeated Lesnar.
I don't have to, mind
still, that. He defeated Brock Lesnar. Has he defeated Roman Reigns?
Yeah, I did.
I mean, he's, you know, he's all over the place here.
Goldberg's and now, the greatest wrestler ever.
And now he's going to, be with taking on Drew McIntyre, who is, believe it or not, seems to be... I know I like him as a, you know, babyface champ. As far as babyface champs go, he's done a nice job, right?
Yeah, and you know what I
okay.
say?
Shh!
You know what? I think the winner of this match will be Drew McIntyre.
Wow!
Whoa. It's not all. It's not all, because not only that happens, this will be... after Drew McIntyre, so it was a one match that apparently, because it only lasted a minute though, because, and then The Miz comes out, cashes in his Money in the Bank, score question tonight, 1, 2, 3, Miz is your new World Heavyweight Champion.
That, I forgot that The Miz is currently holding the Money in the Bank, so you're right.
Different prediction, Dad.
I will. Okay. Yes, I'll give a different prediction. But I do like yours. I had forgotten about The Miz being the Money in the Bank champ. And I do think he's going to cash it in very soon. I think he'll cash it in before WrestleMania for sure. Let's just be honest. The Money in the Bank was an absolute out-and-out disaster this year. Otis never should have won. We all said that. And they found a way to take it off of Otis. He's been irrelevant since. It doesn't make a lot of sense. Miz then loses the Money in the Bank and then still yet gets it back again. Cash it in already. Now, here's what I think is going to happen, but I forgot about The Miz. So, good call. I think Goldberg is beating Drew McIntyre. And I think the WWE Universe is going to go insane. And not in a good way. In a very angry way, they're going to see Goldberg defeat Drew McIntyre again. Or just defeat Drew McIntyre. But here's what will happen. Goldberg, WrestleMania, The Fiend comes back, gets revenge, defeats Goldberg. He comes back strong as a babyface, takes the championship off of Goldberg, and The Fiend, once again, is your Universal Champion. No, that's my prediction.
You know what? This is actually turning Goldberg heel, like.
No, I think they would... by Goldberg defeating Drew McIntyre, he will be heel. Which is why The Fiend, when he comes back... because The Fiend's practically a babyface anyway. And The Fiend will come back at WrestleMania and defeat Goldberg.
I like that idea.
All right.
Good prediction.
All right. Let's do it. Men's... Stanley just gave me a pat on the back. That was very nice. All right. Men's Royal Rumble match. Women's Royal Rumble match. Who's winning? Let's go. Let's start
with women's.
Let's start with women's. Okay.
The winner will be... Alexa Bliss.
Alexa Bliss?
Yeah.
Wow.
She's winning the Royal Rumble.
That's going to win. All right. Question. Charlotte's in there, right?
Yeah.
Charlotte. Boom. Has she won a Royal Rumble before?
If Charlotte wins, she could be going back to back.
Charlotte.
You think she's going back to back?
You heard what I said. Charlotte.
You're so funny.
Charlotte.
No way.
Why not? Why not? Why can't Charlotte win? Just because you have applesauce for a brain.
You have peanuts.
I don't know.
You have monkeys.
Monkeys? Now listen to me. 11 years old. What was I doing when I was 11? Oh yeah. I was winning championship after championship. Basketball, baseball. The other championship that I won was the... Jersey Shore Wrestling Prediction Championship of 1988. The reason why is because my wrestling predictions are correct. Yours are wrong. Now, the East Side Dave and Son Wrestling Show fans, they can go back to our archives anytime they want and check out our predictions. I come in 98.6% correct. Now, where you came in, 1.4% correct. Okay?
What about times when both didn't get away?
Exactly. Exactly. As far as the Women's Royal Rumble, you said, Alexa, I said Charlotte. Done. Final prediction. Men's Royal Rumble match. Who wins?
You know what, Dad? Can you pull it up? Can you see, like, who it is?
Who it is? It's 30 dudes. What do you want? They don't have the whole thing. Oh, yeah, they do. Okay, Daniel Bryan will be there. Bobby Lashley, AJ Styles, Randy Orton, Otis, The Miz, Jey Uso, Cesaro, Jeff Hardy, Sami Zayn, Dolph Ziggler, Shinsuke Nakamura, Big E, John Morrison, Sheamus, Mustafa Ali, Edge. Those gentlemen have been announced, but that I believe that that's at least 10 spots or so of surprises left for you.
You know what? I forgot Mustafa Ali. I forgot that was still a person.
Yeah, I don't know when the last time we've seen him.
Since he was they tried to do something with him in the Retribution.
Retribution was a massive failure. That was embarrassing.
You know what? I'm going for this.
Here we go. Let's go. I mean, come on. What are we? Is it the East Side Dave and Dead Air wrestling show or what?
I need to think.
You need to think?
Edge.
Oh, you're going with the with Edge, huh? You know, wait a second. Hold on. If you go with Edge, I'll go with Bono. That's for all the YouTube fans out there in Dublin listening live to our show. There's this little tiny, there's a local Irish band in Dublin called U2. And two of the guys named...
I know U2 is.
You have no idea. It's, you know, it's a small band, small rock band, but keep an eye on them. And Edge and Bono are two of the players. That's true. The other one, the other two guys' names are Yoda... And Evil Knievel. Those are the other two guys in U2. Pretty cool band, right?
Yeah, Evil Knievel. That's
yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Bono, Edge, Evil Knievel, and Yoda make up
Yoda?
U2. What?
Yoda?
Let's just move on to my prediction now. Thank you. You have Edge.
Yeah, Bono.
Well, I'm going to take out my Bono prediction, okay? Because I just remembered, I think he had an eye injury, which is why he's always wearing those goggles. So I am going to go with, I think this would put him in Stone Cold Steve Austin territory with 3 Royal Rumble victories. What? I'm going with Mr. Randy Orton.
This was 2009, winner of the Royal Rumble. 2017, winner of the Royal Rumble.
I think Randy Orton's going to win again. He just feels like it's... WWE right now feels like Randy Orton, Roman Reigns, and I guess The Fiend. But we haven't now seen The Fiend, and you know we don't know what's going on with that storyline. So I think Orton and Reigns are just carrying the brand at this point, and I don't know what's going on. So that's why.
McIntyre.
Yeah, Drew McIntyre, you're right.
But then he goes in the feud with Goldberg.
Yeah. No, you're right. Drew McIntyre's done well.
He's helped his company a lot. He's done his work.
You're absolutely correct. All right, well, that's it. Give us something. How about giving us an impression?
My impression of this.
Give us an impression before we go.
This is going to be all of those purple, whatever he says, those rainbows
who
up
are
in
you?
The sky. Okay, I can't do it.
Who are you doing, for starters? Give us an...
Midnight Rider, you.
Oh, okay,
you.
I am not the Midnight Rider. You don't have to say you, okay? But fine, you can do a Midnight Rider impression. Just do it already. Let's go.
It's a...
Gotta do a lisp. Like that when you do your S's. All right, go ahead. Go. Let's go.
It's the rainbows.
You're still talking like a human, okay? Talk about mountaintops and canyons.
On the mountain.
Top of the mountaintop. You are one of the worst I've ever seen.
At what?
Come on, do something.
The mountains of the rainbows.
All right, give us something real. Give us Piper. Let's go.
Not the Midnight Rider.
Well, I would say give us the Midnight Rider, but you're not doing it.
I don't know what to do, Midnight Rider.
From the top of the mountaintop, the daddy.
From the top of the mountain to the daddy.
To the bottom of the canyon,
the
baby.
Of the canyon, baby.
We're going to show everyone...
So
just how nasty we can get, Daddy.
Just how nasty we can get, Daddy.
When we put the 518s, baby.
When we put the 518s, baby, it will sound like Dusty Rhodes.
Right into your behind, Daddy.
Right into your behind, Daddy.
We're not only going to kick you out of the ring, we're going to kick you out of the stratosphere, Daddy. Where you will be floating in outer space like a satellite because the Midnight Rider is the only wrestler who belongs on the planet Earth because the Midnight Rider is the only one, Daddy, who is the planet Earth. I got one more silver dollar and I ain't gonna let him kiss me, no. I ain't gonna let him kiss the Midnight Rider. Go ahead, do all that. Let's go.
I don't know what you just said.
Oh.
Say it again.
Oh. No, I mean, that's... That was only my impression. You understand? That wasn't me. That wasn't Midnight, right? Like, yeah.
Good one, Dad.
Stanley, it's been a successful show, as always. Happy 2021, I suppose. Happy Royal Rumble!
Happy I got all my predictions!
Happy Road to WrestleMania!
Happy more predictions!
Happy, happy.
Happy, happy.
For Stanley Mack, I'm Eastside Dave. This has been the Eastside Davidson Wrestling Show. Good night, everybody. Stanley, say good night.
Woo!